It's Friday, October 29th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The Bureau of Cyberspace is coming as North Korea attacks the IT supply chain. 5G IoT comes via marketplaces. And is your company ethical? Tech pros answer. This is the Business of Tech. North Korean state hackers are targeting the IT supply chain too. Kaspersky has reported on the Lazarus Group switching focus to attack the IT supply chain, noting breaches against both Latvian and South Korean IT vendors. That Latvian one, that's an IT asset management software package. The guns apparently didn't help. A Russian-speaking ransomware gang claims to have breached the National Rifle Association, releasing 13 documents alleged to belong to the organization and threatening to release more. The NRA declined to comment. Spiceworks Ziff Davis's State of IT report says security training tools are the top security expenditure planned for 2022, and also notes that hardware-based authentication is a priority for 68% of respondents. If you missed it, a win for the good guys. The New York Times reporting on the operation by EMSASoft to reverse engineer the Black Matter Group's ransomware. Exploiting discovered issues in the group's code, they worked with other cybersecurity companies and government agencies to restore a number of organizations. And big news, the State Department is creating a Bureau of Cyberspace. One of the taskings is to address international concerns with hacking, ransomware, and internet freedom. Why do we care? Think about that. The U.S. government is moving to address online as another place to manage, like any other physical space. Right now, the movements at the governmental level are way more interesting than anything commercial, because that's how the big changes will happen. Solving a people problem with tools doesn't work, so adding more locks is not the solution to security here long term. That's not to argue that technical solutions aren't relevant. They simply aren't the ultimate solution to customer problems. A classic situation of and rather than an or, and why providers should be vocal about their security needs from governments and law enforcement. Verizon has announced that certified IoT devices can now access their 5G network. The network is available via compatible data plans in Verizon's ThingSpace IoT marketplace. Why do we care? Two major reasons. First, the 5G promise is slowly arriving. Devices can go right on the internet, not requiring a network infrastructure beneath them. Second, marketplaces. This is one of Jay McBain at Forrester's big themes, how the delivery of services in marketplaces is changing the industry. Well, here's an example of how it's happening. Want to put your device on the internet in this manner? It takes a marketplace. Evolutionary steps and the changes predicted. The predicted future isn't here, but it moved just a step closer with this. Is your company ethical? Deloitte asked tech professionals about their companies, and 82% strongly agreed their company was ethical. In the same survey, only 24% strongly agreed that the tech industry takes an ethical approach to the product and services that it creates. Quoting Tech Republic, according to the report, tech companies will have to make these changes to improve their ethical standings, changing long-established mindsets that have been historically beneficial, discussing the trade-offs between efficiency and performance and a more ethical approach, balancing existing revenue streams with strong ethical practices, changing the software engineering process, investing more money and time in the product development to understand unintended consequences, and identifying new ways to evaluate and reward project teams. Why do we care? I believe there's a competitive advantage in this approach. Other data about the feelings of millennials and Gen Z, you know, future customers, leaders, and business owners, care a lot about these issues. There's space to become really good at this, with transparency and ethics driving profit. Some good weekend reading right here. Did you know that the average MSP spends 10 hours manually inputting accounting data each week? That time is 120 prospect calls, a month's worth of the Business of Tech, or building an entire Lego Death Star. Gazinta Mobius can make your life easier through accounting automation. Automatic sync of invoices, expenses, and inventory from ConnectWise Manage into QuickBooks Online in just a single click of a button. With onboarding, direct support, and regular feature releases, Gazinta is a family-owned company dedicating to making software suck a little less each day. Visit them at gozinta.com. That's G-O-Z-Y-N-T-A.com. Thanks for listening. If you want a little bit of bonus content, I was a guest host over on the Channel Pro podcast. Check that out. And I will be back again on Monday. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.